And so what it really comes down to is caring about how you feel more than caring about what someone else's response is to you.
Bingo. That's one of my things, though. I seem to always care about others more than myself.
But you see, that's a contradiction that we don't disagree with you, but it is a contradiction to your earlier statement.
Right.
That and
when I get thrown off track, that's what I find that I've done, is that I've left myself.
Well, you see, most of you are trained to get thrown off track in this way. Someone meaningful to you, like a mother or a father or a teacher or someone you care about, holds you as their object of attention, and when you please them, they show signs of being pleased. And you like that because you're an uplifter. You want them to feel good. So when you associate someone feeling good with something that you've done, that feels very good to you. But then, if they are distracted and are not holding you as their object of attention, you may feel that you need to do something more to please them. Or if you should do something that doesn't please them, and then you feel the repercussions of not having pleased them, then you don't feel good because you've been sort of hanging your star, so to speak, upon them feeling good. And
right.
It's what we call well-meaning people training you away from your own guidance system by rewarding you with their appreciation, but then by punishing you with their not appreciation, by being put out with you or disappointed in you. And you have to reach the place where what everybody else thinks about you is really not any of your business. You have to really not give a rip what they think, or even better said, you must care more about how you feel than how they feel about something that you're doing. And we know sometimes Esther will say, Abraham is like a small voice in the wilderness, because almost everybody is clamoring to please someone else. And that's why there are so many people then that have a hard time even hearing their own guidance. They're so used to listening to others. And then it reaches even greater proportion as people then are wanting to know what the polls say or what the voters are saying or what the majority of people. So people are then responding to the loudest outcry instead of to the truest vibration within them. And so more and more people get more and more out of kilter when they are not listening to how they feel. And then people say, even as they hear us, they worry. They say, Abraham, if everyone were as selfish as you are trying to get them to be, what would this world be like? And we say, it's the utopia our friend is reaching for. If you are selfish enough to really care about your alignment, and you are an example of that, and others become selfish enough to care about their alignment, and you have a world of people who are in alignment, now you have an incredibly cooperative world, because now you're letting people be. You're not trying to orchestrate their life experiences. You are allowing them. It's only when you understand that you get what you think about that you are then willing to allow others to think the thoughts and live the lives that they want to live. But when you believe erroneously, it is so incorrect, when you believe that what others do impact you, then you've got to control them, and you can't do that, and then you just go crazy. And the reason that people believe that others do impact them is because most people offer the majority of their vibration in response to what they are observing. You're sloppy in your thinking. You're observing things that you don't want to live, and by observing them, you're including them in your vibration, and by including them in your vibration, then you begin living them, and then you associate your living something you don't want with them doing something that you didn't want them to do. And so it's sort of a cycle that never works out for anyone.
Oh, I'm in a cycle that I'm trying to, you know, a personal cycle, not professional, but it seems like I do better professionally as far as getting what I want, and I focus on what's real.
Well, it is helpful when you say, I do really well in this area of my life because that will help you then extrapolate what you're doing and apply it to another area of your life. Mm-hmm. But when you say, I do good in this area, but I don't do good in that area, you sort of just hold yourself in that unchanging place.
Right.
Things can't change. If you hold that perspective, the indicators of that vibrational perspective have to keep being your indicators. We want to...
So I need a paradigm shift, in a sense.
No, not a paradigm shift. You just need to lean a little bit downstream.
Okay.
Just lean a little bit. Just be aware that... Just be more aware of the way you feel. Paradigm shifts are so dramatic. Where just lean...